You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, everybody. It's the last Friday of June. Let's do this thing. Heading into the crescendo of freedom season. Independence Day coming up on Thursday, as we like to say. Christopher D. Simone, Matthew D. Neely Esquire, and you. It's going to be a rocking Friday. Rocking Friday. Rocco will be here.
Speaking of rocking.
Yes, he's. Rocking, I think he's
Rocco.
I told him he was doing kind of like Bosnian burgers for a special this week, which is basically like Chef Elisa over at Chef Elisa's makes these little ćevape sausage, beef sausage, that's kind of a Bosnian specialty. And I guess Rocco wanted to try it at the restaurant as a specialty, but he made them into burgers instead of sausage. So he was making, that was the deal, was like a Bosnian burger. So I said, all right, bring that crap over. Let's do it. Let's do it. So that's happening today at 7 o'clock. And then Mark will be here, top 10 Donald Sutherland movies, who just passed away. So we'll talk about that. And I know a lot of you fangirls want to bring up the Hunger Games movies, so we'll see if that makes it. I know Bunker will. I'm just kidding. So much to talk about today. This hour, we're definitely going to have a Laura turnover session today. That's definitely happening. Especially, we're going to play a new 30-second commercial of the Benitez family this hour. That calls her out for letting off their son's murderers on probation and directly call it. So we're going to play the commercial, and then we're also going to, I'm going to read you a letter to the editor that they that was published, where they call out Adelita Grijalva for their blind support of turnover. So that's also going to happen today. So last night was an adventure. That debate, wow. You don't have to. It's okay. I mean, it's pretty universal, that reaction, more than ever, that the only people who didn't think Joe Biden on display for the planet is mentally shot. The only people who won't say it is KJP, Jill Biden. That's about it. I mean, even the CNN reaction post game, if you've seen some of the clips, it's almost like they are setting, it feels like they're setting them up to throw them overboard at the convention. Very interesting. I mean, Matt, help me out. And first of all, Wakeys, if you want to call up with your reaction to the debate, call us. 790-2040 is the phone number. Love to hear from you. But is this, I've never heard, maybe, again, I haven't been doing this long enough, debate before the conventions. Have we ever seen that before? I've never seen it.
I don't believe so.
You know, and so it gives the Democrat Party, like, that kind of like national thing of, yeah, maybe we should get rid of Joe, right? And do him down at the, and get him done at the convention. I mean, is that like the Democrats haven't been guilty of manipulating the primary process, their nomination process in the past?
you speak the truth,
right? I mean, between
superdelegates
is of course number one, right? With Hillary Clinton, yeah. And it's like, think about this. This is the party that says, we're all about fairness, bro, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get one vote, one delegate vote. Nancy Pelosi's buddy gets 27.
It's true. That's the way they did it.
There are more.
Some are more equal than others. Bill Beard quoting George Orwell.
Correct. I wanted to, quoting Bill Beard, George Orwell.
It's true.
Yeah.
And he's right. Both of them are right.
Absolutely. I thought one of my favorite stories leading up to it is, They did not allow the White House press corps into the room where they were doing the debate.
The White House press corps or the White House medical staff?
Well, that's the both. So what happens is...
some guy from Medellin. I don't. Chris, he had a week to get ready for this. He cleared his calendar. This is him on a week's rest at Camp David.
I will argue with you that most of his calendar is cleared every week.
Okay. I'm not going to...
Right.
You don't have to argue it. I'm on board with you.
In name, he's the president. That's true.
Pino?
I interrupted your idea.
No, Pino. You gave me a new idea. You're a Pino.
So I do like the fact that the press corps cited potential, quote, medical emergency, unquote, concerns.
He said he had a cold.
Involving one of the candidates.
Oh, okay.
You could tell that he had his first mental misfire. You could see the synapses were just not happening about 2 minutes into the whole thing.
It went sideways real quick. I mean, there's, yeah.
Aaron Burnett, CNN, he goes through 6 days of preparation at Camp David. They know the rules. He practices with the mics. He knows every one of these questions is coming. This is a direct quote from CNN personnel. He knows every one of these questions is coming, and yet he still couldn't fill the time.
And he set the ground rules. He's the one that set up the debate.
Correct. So then, you know, I blew it. We were trying to help Sarah, and I told her about the bingo card for what was going to be said. And actually, Town Hall did do the bingo card. And
sure.
So one of the words that definitely that I'm looking at their bingo card that I see it right on the top is malarkey.
Yeah.
That's malarkey. No kidding, folks. It's malarkey. Convicted felon.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely heard that.
Corporate greed.
Corporate. Oh, my God.
The first answer, I think he hit it twice.
I mean, I didn't know they could, through some sort of necromancy, they could channel Che Guevara through a 80-year-old senile man, but it happened.
It did happen.
I'm like, what's Lane Santa Cruz doing up there on the
we have 1,000 trillionaires. It gets back to all the Gulf Streams lined up over at Tucson Airport.
Absolutely. As we keep ignoring
1,000 trillionaires, Chris.
As we keep ignoring that Tucson tamale is now in every Whole Foods in America, and they still. I mean, if Lane Santa Cruz couldn't even admit that's a good news story. We're not going to help the white patriarchy. Woo!
I'm telling you, his folks have spent the last few weeks saying that, no, he's really okay. No, that all these videos that you've seen aren't the truth. What you've seen with your own two eyes for the last year or so, just this decline, it's not true. It's all deep fake video. And then... I guess CNN also, apparently by their own logic, aired a deep fake video last night.
Yep.
For 90 minutes.
Again.
And they even gave him two pauses. I think they took two breaks.
So I have a picture on my, that I screenshotted, that I just threw the picture with no thing, right? Of Joe with his mouth open, catching flies, looking at Trump. This is from Jon Stewart making fun of him last night.
That's the other thing. It's the the critique is not only coming from the right side of the political aisle.
So I look over to the left, and Jimmy Bednarik, our Night at the USO DJ, was also... also wandering around like a lurch-like president, and he just walked into a wall. I feel a Bustos Media workman's comp claim coming up from walking into the wall. He has his mouth open, catching some flies. All right, we got to go to break. Chris, hold on, and others, we'll get to your phone calls, and we want your reaction to the Trump-Biden debate. And then we're going to have a psychological political session with Laura Conover, after that before we get to Rocco. This is our good friend Alan Michaels. I thought, who's more perfect for a Friday than an Alan Michaels playlist? And Jim Bednarik's going to get me his by December, which is awesome.
January 1st.
You're on Wake Up Tucson. Jim only visits us to do Biden impressions, steal our crap, or steal our cold air. That's what I've noticed. Wake up. All right, we're playing the Alan Michaels Power Playlist today. Let's go right to Windows XP. Christopher, what was your review of the debate last night?
Well, I went to bed at 6. I was in bed at 5 till 6. Got up at 2:30.
Yes.
I wanted to get the Hugh Hewitt experience on it, so I streamed them at 3 a.m. And man, dude, Hugh. I'm telling you, Hugh, in my opinion, has the most concise, in-depth radio show. He covers all the bases. I know he's annoying and that they call him a rhino, but the guy gets the guests.
Rhino!
The issues.
Betsy, get out of here. The other Betsy.
And all I got to say is, Chris,
yes,
when you've got these precise percentages of Imodium and Pepcid and amphetamine and cocaine and God knows
cocaine.
What else. It's tough.
It's a hell of a drug.
And it's crisp. It's time for everyone just to admit. And I understand, you know, partisanship and humor and getting angry, but this is elderly abuse. This is elderly abuse, and we need to feel sorry for this guy. And when Jill Biden walked him off, right there is enemy number one. And then you go to Jake Sullivan, Blinken, the usual Valerie Jarrett, Obama. It's on them, dude. This guy is just a marionette, and it's horrible. This could be my parents both went and had issues similar to him, and my God, to do that to your parent, I mean, the kids, all his relatives, it's on them, Chris.
So what do you think?
I hate to preach, but bugged me.
Tell me about Trump's performance. What do you think?
He didn't have to do anything. Dude, it's elderly abuse. Even Trump laid off. That's all I got to say. Heat miser hair laid off. Even he laid off. I mean, it's that bad, Chris. It's bad. And people need to realize how bad this is on the foreign scale. They're watching, dude. They got zircon, hypersonic.
See, I thought Trump got I think he got suckered by the senile old man a little bit, right? Where he would get hit by him, and then instead of using it as an opportunity, to me, Trump should have used this as an opportunity now to show that he was the adult in the room, right? And just look at the camera. Stop looking at Joe, right? Look at the camera and make the case on why 4 years ago you were your entire family, your business, and your life was better under Donald Trump. Right?
Well, he has adolescent tendencies.
Yes.
And he'll never get rid of them. He's he's in his late 70s. He's been powerful. He's had hit TV shows. He's set in his ways. And I will admit it. And he has adolescent tendencies. He's reactionary, and he likes.
Don't get me wrong. He came off
way over his weight,
you know. And he has, you know. So now he says, "I never had sex with a porn star." I thought he did have sex with a porn star.
See, I thought. Bill Clinton cleared that.
I think John Stewart put it best. He put,
it don't matter anymore.
John Stewart goes, "Did I get it wrong? Was she just a character actor, and not just a, you know?" Just more of a lower. I mean, so there's certain things like that where I'm kind
of... More of a supporting actress.
Well, that's part of the adolescence, Chris. He's a horn dog. What do you want?
Key grip.
Chris, it's elderly abuse. It's elderly abuse. Anyone who denies it, my God, what's wrong with you? And we need to unite behind this because
I don't know.
Horrible what
Christopher,
doing to the poor guy.
Didn't it look like the media was setting him up to get rid of him? That's what it looked like last night.
Hey, A2 was said more than one time during Hugh.
I mean,
in the long night, the knives were out, Brutus was out, and they were out. And then, of course, the first thing I have to see is Michelle Obama.
So think about this.
Comments.
So here's Christopher. So here's the thing. He, I'm not even saying this as conspiracy theory. I'm just saying this as when you eliminate all the possibilities, like our good friend Sherlock, This is what you're left with. Joe Biden was absolutely fed the questions last night.
Yeah, he knew what was coming, and he still wasn't ready. And he,
right?
Like,
I mean,
he had plenty of time.
Because remember, this is the guy who gets pre-fed questions at press conferences, and he has a chart to know who that person is to pick that person in the seat. So don't tell me that he went in there blind, not knowing those questions, because he totally got the questions. And
his synapses, Chris.
Hmm? Oh, I know.
His synapses are an issue.
Who knew we were going to say the word synapses so many times in the first 25 minutes of Wake Up Tucson today?
I mean, I apologize for going off about the elderly thing, but my God, the guy, I mean, it's just...
So here's the thing.
It was so horrible. His voice just sounded like he looked like a mummy.
I think so.
Like a friggin' mummy in a suit.
So on The Voice, someone did put it properly. They called him a horse voice pony soldier today. I've seen that one this morning.
I saw Border Patrol fact checked him immediately and said, we have never endorsed Joe
Biden.
Intend to ever endorse him. They were fact checking him real time, apparently, on X and all the social media. And Border Patrol immediately put it out because he lied about that. Hey, good thing. Hey, there was never any explosion in Afghanistan. The 13 guys didn't die.
Yeah.
According to Joe Biden.
Yeah, I mean...
And one after another, and then you got to hear, oh, there is no election fraud. Trump's a liar. And the 80,000 lies of Trump. And I'm not here to defend Trump. I'm not exactly a big fan of his other than his policies. And I had issues with a couple of them, but I've never liked the guy. I thought the 2016 was the biggest joke.
So I'm going to tell you, so he had the question about abortion, right, about Dobbs,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
And then what did he go into? He went into immigration. Basically, went into the part of immigration that is
now
his...
We're talking Trump here, right?
No, we're talking Biden.
Trump did his thing
about states' rights and things like that, right? And mm-hmm. then on Dobbs. And then he went in... So basically, Biden went into... Oh, there's so many young women who've been, including a one woman who's just murdered, and he went to the funeral, and the idea she was murdered by an immigrant coming in, they talk about that, right? And then he went on a bizarre rant downplaying the reality of illegal immigration, and then he says, here's the deal. There's a lot of young women to be raped by their in-laws and by their spouses and their brothers and sisters. It's just ridiculous, and they can do nothing about it. That was him answering on the Dobbs cases. Illegal immigrants are raping women, but also they can be raped by their spouses, brothers, and sisters, and their in-laws.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where you're at.
I mean, I don't think America was really shocked.
So here's the thing on the pity for the elder abuse. Joe Biden has walked this road to this situation for 50 years. He has been a scumbag, lying, plagiaristic jackass who, remember, called black people super predators. Okay. And he has walked his way to being this tool of basically the Obamas is what he is. Right? He is a tool that is run by his cabinet.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So, while yes, I would say I have pity for most people that are having this sort of senior abuse, he has walked his way slowly but surely for 50 years and all the dirty money and all the dirty games to this moment.
Yeah.
So, my pity on him being elder abuse is minuscule.
He plagiarized, he's lied.
It's a,
he said that
it's as small as a, my pity, Christopher.
Lunch with no evidence.
My pity is as small as a synapse.
After his wife's ex-husband over the house for like 20 years, they abused him through all kinds of authority, and they're just vile. God bless and Godspeed.
You too, my friend. Have a good weekend. All right, we're going to talk about Laura Conover and the Benitez family. I will still take phone calls. I got another email. Noah had a little good point on the debate yesterday. So you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Why? Alan Michaels playlist today. We just had a drop off of a Honor Flight auction prize from our friend Curtis at the YMCA. It's a free, it's a 6-month membership to the downtown YMCA.
Oh my goodness.
So thank you, Curtis. I appreciate it. Hand delivered. Woo! WakeUpTucson at gmail.com to make sure you RSVP. I got like 30 people RSVP'd yesterday. So you guys are good. I appreciate it. Van Buren's coming up with top 10 Donald Sutherland movies. Rocco will be here shortly. I think he's got some Chivapi burgers for us, which would be amazing. We were just talking in the background here about the why would you have a debate this early? And, you know, is it just starting to feel like they're setting up Biden for the convention takedown, and then Trump bit on it because he wanted to take a shot at him after all these years. So, I mean, it was so bad that Biden repeated the Charlottesville fine people hoax lie over and over again. I thought Fitz was running for president. Joe
well played, sir.
I'll give myself a zinger on that one. Joe Biden falsely claims Border Patrol agents endorsed him.
Well, and getting back to the Nazi bit about Charlottesville, what is Biden hasn't seen what's gone on the last 3 or 4 months on college campuses around the country, and how he's kind of come to the soften the blow on talking about it.
The amount of anti-Semitism rolling around that he doesn't even know what's going on. Come on. This is like Weekend at Bernie's, but the guy's still alive. This is where we're at. Again, let's get to a couple of emails here. Let's see. Good morning, Chris and Matt. This is from David. Did Trump refer to Biden as the big guy at any time during the debate? He should have. He totally should have. Noah's saying the best chance for the Dems is if they do in the big guy at the convention is a guy who could be a effective Democrat candidate would be more like a John Hickenlooper from Colorado, a little more moderate. He says they have no other better choice. They have a pretty weak bench, not many governors, weak cabinet, embarrassing VP. Jay Inslee from Washington State may work, but the failed governors of states of Colorado and Michigan are not the right answer. Michelle Obama, who is not only ashamed of this country when her family is in the White House, isn't either. So,
and they've exiled Robert Kennedy Jr., so...
Oh, they're still
so
taking...
What are their choices, right?
They're still taking hits at Robert
Kennedy.
Their
choices are some, you know, wild progressive.
Yeah.
And, or try to find some middle-of-the-road person.
So let's, again, we'll take your calls on the debate. I do want to get to Laura Conover. So, I think what I want to do... Let's get a debate thing. I'll give Matt time to get the Curtis arguing about their golf handicap was my favorite part.
Right.
Not even close.
I think I had checked out by then.
I think the other thing.
But come on.
I think the other thing that was interesting about the golf thing, and so we had Trump lied that he didn't have sex with a porn star, right to your face, right? But then when he said. He talked about how he was in better shape than he's lighter than he was 20 years ago, right? But then he said, I already won 2 golf club championships. Really? He goes, not even Fasenia's. Really? I want that fact checked. let's get Daniel Gutierrez on the line before I get into the... we're going to play that Laura Conover, that Mike Jetty commercial with the Benitez. Daniel, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Hey, amigo.
I just calling to let you know I'm having a fundraiser tonight. It's being thrown by Pastor Carl over at Rudy's between 6 and 9 on Aho Way.
Oh, okay.
The cost is $35 per person. We're also having an event Tuesday, July 2nd at Eli Town, Flowing Wells Community Center. It's 5:30 to 7:30.
What's going on there?
I'm just going to answer questions in the neighborhood because we do these events in different neighborhoods and invite everybody, Republicans, Democrats, independents, it doesn't matter. I'm running to represent the whole community, not part of the community.
Gotcha.
Trying to bring everybody together. And
all right, so tonight you're going to be at Rudy's Barbecue for a fundraiser. You said
$35? $35 a person, and I invite everybody to come because I listened to Carrie Lake the other night. I was at her event. She brought up the homelessness and you know, Gospel Rescue is her answer to it, and Gospel Rescues is a great place, but what do you do about the other 90% of the population that doesn't want help? My program's going to address those.
All right, so
I invite everybody to come and hear my plan because I'm going to lay it out tonight. Yeah, I invite Conover to come if she's listening because I need her to either help or we need Mike Jetty in, one or the other. Either she needs to step up and help or we need Mike Jetty in.
All right, so Daniel's having a thing at Rudy's Barbecue tonight, $35 for barbecue and a fundraiser, and then Tuesday night he'll be at LA Town Center. And appreciate the call-in, my friend. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Bye. Later, Daniel. 790-2040 is the phone number. Mark, it's not a lie if you believe it, talking about...
Well played.
All right, let's get to this commercial. This is... So, to give you a little bit of a setup here, this is the family of Isaac Benitez, okay? And Isaac was a really good kid. He graduated high school in 3 years. 4.0 average, I believe. He was heading to go to the Air Force Academy. Fresh out of high school, graduated Flowing Wells in May of 23. And what happened was he got... It sounds like he got kind of like suckered to meet these two guys. They somehow got him to meet him in a parking lot a few hundred feet near Flowing Wells. And basically these two kids beat him up and then dragged him under like a car for a few hundred feet. And they were booked into the Pima County Jail on charges of reckless manslaughter. After suckering him, beating him up, possibly almost to death, and then dragging him under the car. This is a commercial that's going to be running starting now and through the month. So let's go.
Isaac was a great kid. Loving soul. He would give anybody the shirt off his back. Isaac went to go meet two friends from high school, and they actually beat him, dragged him with the car. They murdered him and left him for dead.
The two defendants that murdered Isaac are walking out free on probation.
We got the life sentence. My son got a death sentence. Laura Conover failed Isaac. Laura Conover failed my family. Laura Conover failed Pima County.
I'm voting for Mike Jetty, and I hope you guys do the same too.
Isaac was a great kid.
All right, so let's do this. Let's go to break, and we will. I want to read a letter to the editor that comes from the part of the family of Isaac Benitez, and then we'll talk about the disturbing Conover pattern, as we like to say. So 6:44 in the morning, we're playing Alan Michaels' playlist today. Oh my Lord. This is it. Rocco has walked in with Bosnian burgers and Chicago deep dish pizza.
Oh, man.
You are on... Oh, it smells pretty glorious now. I'm just getting the whiff. You are on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Rocco's coming up. He'll talk about the last... the last summer of working under a swamp cooler.
Right. Yay.
What a man, the miracles a man can pull in a Quonset hut, as we like to say. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice.
Alan Michaels. Alan Jackson on the Alan Michaels playlist.
Oh, look at Neil unleashing the budget on the choir. Woo! Unbelievable. I've Been This Way Before by Neil Diamond, part of Alan Michaels, one of the Hall of Fame DJs we've gotten to be friends with over the years. His playlist today. I thought it was really good. Matt and I were having a little bit of laugh when we were talking about the Biden-Trump debate, and the song coming out of it was, we were talking to XP Chris was... Yep. Don't Worry Baby by the Beach Boys. It was just so perfect.
Maybe the greatest rock and roll song of all time.
That groan was Mark Van Buren.
Hello, Christopher. How are you? I'm still laughing about the golf handicap thing.
The non-groan is, wow, Rocco from Rocco's Little Chicago.
It was a suppressed groan.
I won the club championship. I was playing with Judge Smales. He's a great judge. Great judge.
Help the judge find his wallet.
All right, I got to get back to something real serious. I want to finish off here real quick. And we're working on having the Benitez family on the show on Tuesday is where we're hoping for this. And again, for we talk about when we look at the defense of Laura Conover, and it's come out strong, Grijalva, Ron Barber. Oh, her husband, I mean, Laura wrote it, I mean, Nina Trasoff wrote it, That one. Let's play the commercial one more time. This is one that's going to hurt Laura Conover in this primary.
Isaac was a great kid, loving soul. He would give anybody a shirt off his back. Isaac went to go meet two friends from high school, and they actually beat him, dragged him with the car. They murdered him and left him for dead.
The two defendants that murdered Isaac are walking out free on probation.
We got the life sentence. My son got a death sentence. Laura Conover failed Isaac. Laura Conover failed my family. Laura Conover failed Pima County.
I'm voting for Mike Jetty, and I hope you guys do the same too.
So remember, the only hitback they have on Jetty is he was a Republican for 90 days while he was doing an exploratory committee to run against Barbara LaWalle. But he's a Democrat. He's a Democrat. If you look at his, he's never voted as a Republican in an election. But that's all they got. So I'll get to that back in a sec. So here's a letter from Angelina Finn. Recently, Adelita Grijalva wrote an op-ed supporting Laura Conover. Perhaps if she had the experience of our family had with Laura Conover, she may feel differently. Last year, my grandson Isaac was beaten, run over, and drugged underneath a car for several hundred feet. He died from his injuries. His murderers, 117 and 118, were given probation. Throughout the process, we had no support from county attorney's office. We have met with the families of other victims that have had the same experience. Isaac was kind and genuine. He graduated school with 4.0 and was headed to the Air Force Academy. In the memory of Isaac, we are speaking out so other families don't have to go through what we have. I'm a lifelong Democrat and a voter, so is the rest of my family. We regret voting for Laura Conover in 2020. We support Mike Jetty. Laura Conover failed Isaac and our family. Victims need voices. Vote for Mike Jetty. And I'm hearing this from police officers also, that the LaWalle's office was very good at supporting victims' families and keeping them in touch, and it's been quite the opposite with Laura Conover. So, but the problem is the only thing they got a hit back, even from pathetic Kevin Dahl, is Jetty was a Republican for 90 days. Right, so we give plea deals to the rapist at TUSD who was raping her student for 6 months at her house, right? And their hit back is, oh, you can't bring that up. He was a Republican for 90 days, right? And giving from what I understand, and we'll find out more from the Benitez family, I don't think either of these two young men who killed Isaac spent a day in jail.
It's terrible.
Yeah, this wasn't a time-served plea deal. This was just given probation. And so, again, I don't, you know, what I see is a small group of people like Kevin Dahl, Adelita, the mayor, who are surrounding Conover. But in the end, The business owners are getting killed out there. People are getting killed. And, you know, and for the self-proclaimed champions of the Hispanic community, being Rahina and Adelita, the Hispanics are taking it on the chin in this town left and right, including young Isaac.
Well, isn't it also obvious, Chris, that she's so understaffed? I mean, you showed those numbers on Monday when you had the doctor on,
Joanne.
And yep. you were talking about it, and it's just like, how can you possibly do your job that understaffed? You can't. So basically they cut all these plea deals and everything else just to say they've gotten their job done, and they haven't.
So she has the highest vacancy of any department in Pima County. And it's we Dr. DeFilippo shows the vacancy reports that are in the Board of Supes meetings every month. And it's her and Chris Nanos have the two worst vacancies, right? Because people don't like working for them or the environment that's there. And when we're in high crime, high fentanyl times like we are in today, this is why the average bear is suffering more than their average share, I think. Plus understaffing of police, this is where we're at. So anyway, I hope Mike Jetty keeps pushing it. This is a very powerful commercial. And this is the kind of stuff that, you know, when you're going to go against the power in this town, you need to do things like this. You need to have a smart campaign like this. So kudos to Mike Jetty. I think he's doing a good job here. He's definitely raised over six figures on this in this race. And I keep telling people, no matter what happens in November, is if I can change out Jetty and Chris Nanos, life could be better for the average bear in Pima County, and it's lower hanging fruit. Because I think it's going to be Heather Lappin wins the primary. I think she can roll Chris Nanos when it comes to November. So we'll see how it goes. All right, let's lighten up the mood here a little bit. We got to do a little holidays. Rocco, it's drive your Corvette to work day.
All right. I missed the boat on this one today.
If I'd have seen that.
Yeah. My favorite meme of there's a lot of good memes out there. It's the one with, it's the same four guys, right? They have whitish hair. They got, right?
Hey.
Hold on. They have the kind of the goatee mustache combo, gray whitish, and they're all wearing golf shirts and jean shorts. And the White Sox, and it says, sounds like it's Corvette season at your local car show. And I'm like, damn, that's pretty good.
That is good.
International Caps Lock Day.
All right.
Which, as we know...
They have a day for that.
Now,
huh?
I wouldn't say that's an important day, but in this day and age of passive-aggressive internet social media crap, there's way too many of you who have the cap locks on all the time. There's this one angry guy in the Pima County Republican page. If you ever want to be depressed as a Republican, read that page on Facebook. There's this one guy who all he does is cap locks.
Maybe
that's how serious he is.
He just sounds angry because he has cap locks. No, he didn't get the memo that you're just not supposed to do that in polite company.
So here's an interesting thing with both you guys here. This is good time. It's National Food Truck Day. Now, it's been an interesting... The food truck evolution... Which is what, 10, 15 years where it really...
Right, right.
Even though they've been around forever.
Sure.
Right? There's mixed blessings to the food truck revolution, Rock?
Yeah, I think it's a... Some people use it as a foot in the door to a brick and mortar, or it's a means to an end, or it's like rolling out new concepts that are a little bit smaller than elsewhere, you know?
So, sure.
I think it's a great intro, though, for people who can't really afford a brick and mortar right away, you know, to be able to get in.
It doesn't seem to be that much cheaper to do.
Well, yeah, when you think some of these things are tricked out beyond belief.
Indeed. And the fees are, you know, commensurate with owning a real restaurant.
True.
They're getting up there. So
yep.
It's hard to do, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've heard from.
Overhead's low. Let's just put that.
So when I say the other mixed blessing is the negative effect on brick and mortar, right? Because part of it is, I've heard this, especially from some of my Southside guys, the amount of illegal trucks that are saturating their neighborhoods.
Sure.
Right? Is because you do have to get a license. You do have to go through your health inspections. But they're obviously a plethora of these trucks that are hurting business.
Right.
Right. So, like, there was this, the very expensive
Barocco.
So when Barocco,
I'm not buying that.
So I one of my friends.
Me neither, but we know where you're going.
So what happened was Ben Hameen, who owns Barocco, owns BK.
Right.
Right. And he said that the food trucks helped put Barocco out of business. So hold on. Let me finish. What I'm learning is what happened was it was hurting him at the BKs, and the BKs were supporting the Barocco.
I go along with that concept, that makes sense. But not the particular restaurant.
I don't see any pulpo food trucks out there.
I'd love to do a Peruvian pulpo truck.
Yeah, man.
So, all right, we're going to talk about I keep saying Bosnian burgers. Is that?
It's just Yugo burgers.
Yugo burgers, Yugo. Like the car,
like the car. the height of Cerber Creation technology.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, Chris, and Morocco coming up next. Wake up.